When you're shopping, what does it mean when something is organic? I'm Julia Gray, and this is Take 5. Many people are trying to change their lifestyle by going organic, but what exactly makes something organic? Is it the farmer, farmland, seed, or is there more? Today on Take 5, we'll explore the nature of what is organic and how its popularity is soaring. Katrina Wiest, the wellness specialist with Ben Lapine Schools, explains what organic means.
Well, if you find something that's organic, it's that product itself or the farm that it was grown on, and I guess I'd have to say the product itself, has been put through a certification process to determine that it meets the practices that would allow that product to be certified organic.
Oregon Tilth, the organization that farmers wishing to be certified as organic, states on their website that to be certified as organic, a farm or ranch must meet many stringent requirements that take several years to achieve. Each step of the process is intensely inspected to ensure all guidelines are being followed before the final product can be certified. Usually, those restrictions can include the non-use of certain chemicals or supplements in any form in or on the product. Next, we'll examine just how Central Oregon's population is demanding more organic-type foods and what's being done to make them available. Take 5 is sponsored by Home Federal Bank.
You know, with all the stories about banks in the news, I decided I'd try something safe. So I withdrew all my money and I put it in my dog Spike's doghouse. After all, I trust my dog, but when I needed a loan, well, let's just say that he wasn't very helpful. Fortunately, I found a better way. Home Federal Bank. They're every bit as trustworthy as Spike. Strong, stable. Unlike other banks, Home Federal Bank is a local, well-managed bank that is one of the highest capitalized banks in the country. Home Federal never needed government assistance, and they have money to lend. Sure, they may not run after your frisbee when you throw it, but if you need a loan or just want to make sure your money is in a secure, well-managed bank, they're like a best friend.
You're safe and sound at home. Federal. Home Federal Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. Awareness of the healthful benefits of using organics is increasing at a fast pace. And the reason is simple.
You know, I think it's a lot with safety. There's a lot of things that are somewhat, you know, I guess we'll call them not necessarily in our control. And so as a, you know, as a local consumer, I think when we have the chance that we can purchase things that we know that have not had their daily application of chemicals as they have been grown, if we can avoid that, we like that very much. A lot of young parents with children that are raising up, they hope to at least minimize the amount of sometimes, I guess, chemical that we indulge ourselves in so much of our daily lives. So buying natural organic foods and food products, very, very important. It's a win-win situation.
Doug Stott, host of Garden Talk here on KBND and the owner of Redmond Greenhouse, says the popularity of using organic ingredients for meats and daily meals means farmers markets are becoming increasingly popular. Stott will be offering a farmers market every Friday starting at the end of May.
Emphasis with just about everybody. Everybody's very concerned about, you know, where does their food come from and trying to avoid as many, you know, chemicals as they possibly can. So we certainly hope to have a vast offering of natural and organic products, fresh and or meat, free-range poultry, eggs, etc. So we're very excited about this.
Again, Katrina Wiest with Ben Lapine Schools says staying local with your purchases means so much more to the community. It's not just the freshness of the food, but it can also sustain the agriculture that we already have going on in Central Oregon.
I think people are looking for opportunities to sustain their own economic development in their own local area. And one of those ways but to do that is to buy local and buying direct from a farmer that may be producing crops locally. And we want to keep family farms. We want to keep them thriving and growing, and to do that, we need to support and go to the farmers markets and buy from those local farmers. It's fresh as well as supporting the agricultural development within our own state, and that's key to making this all work. The more that we can sustain those farms, the longer they'll be around to provide us local products.
I'm Julia Gray. Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND Radio News. Depend on us.
No potatoes. All that meat, no potatoes.